Welcome to the Derek Creason Show. This is episode 11. I am your host, Derek Creason. And as always, I welcome your feedback, your questions, your suggestions. Derek@DerekCreason.com is the email address. At Derek Creason on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. If you want to find me on socials and interact with me there, you can find me on Rumble as well. Head on over to my website, DerekCreason.com, where all the latest updates are posted. Sign up for my newsletter there so you can stay up to date with what's going on with me. Are you craving more of the Derek Creason Show? Come dive deeper into the show and become an insider. Come join my locals community. It's going to be like a VIP backstage pass. You'll get exclusive content you won't hear anywhere else, including behind-the-scenes secrets, my unfiltered takes on the latest news and pop culture, and even sneak peeks at upcoming projects. Plus, members will get bonus episodes not available to the public. You can get a look at the creative process of what I'm working on, as well as an opportunity to connect and engage with me directly. So, come hang out there. It's all about supporting the show and building an awesome community. Go to the DerekCreasonShow.locals.com now and become an insider today. And lastly, my book 20-something is available on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle or paperback. My links are all over my social media page, or you can just type my name, Derek Creason, in the Amazon search bar, or 20-something, and it'll show up. Go check it out. All right, welcome everybody. Today is Saturday, April 13th. This episode was actually supposed to come out last Friday, and then I pushed it back to this Friday, and now I'm still a day late on that. But that's okay. So we're working on getting content out more frequently, and I'm working on getting them out every 2 weeks, maybe even up to once a week. But it takes a lot of time and effort to try to put this all together, especially while I'm doing research to transition the podcast over to video-based. That's one of the things I'm working on. So coming up today on the show, we've got movies. We'll talk about Godzilla, X-Kong, and the new Empire. We'll talk about The Accountant. We'll talk about the new Planet of the Apes movie coming out, as well as some updates about the next Spider-Verse movie. We'll talk about news. We'll cover some bizarre things going on, like cancer-causing band-aids. We'll talk solar eclipse conspiracies and trains on the moon. And then lastly, we'll cover up some sports. We'll talk about my WrestleMania predictions and if I got them right, and WrestleMania 40 in general. All right, so recent life updates. What have I been up to lately? Well, lately, the last few weeks, I've been working on quite a few different things. One of the things that I've started working on is gratitude. And what I've done for that is I actually bought a little journal on Amazon for like 10 bucks, and I've just been writing in it, not every single day, but probably once every 2 days, every 3 days. I sit down and write for about 5-10 minutes and just write, hey, what am I grateful for today? What have I done that's productive today? And then write out a verse I'm looking at from the Bible, and then also write out an inspiring or motivational quote. And that takes me about 5-10 minutes just to kind of jot my thoughts down for the day. And it has really improved my mental health and just having a positive outlook. And just, it's given me a lot more margin. Margin is the word I was trying to think of. Just having free space in my mind to be able to work on things. This has allowed me to get back into doing a lot more creative things. I have been doing a lot of creative stuff, like working on this podcast, working on changing it over to a video format podcasting, learning new software to include Riverside inside of Spotify for Podcasters, which is where I host this podcast, learning Audacity, and also learning DaVinci Resolve video editing software. So just kind of working to build all those things, doing a lot of research and learning from YouTube. I've also been spending more time with the kids. This creative mindset and this positivity stuff has really helped me have more time and mental energy just to be able to do a lot of stuff like that. And it's also allowed me to post more on social media. You may or may not have seen that. Put out some videos on TikTok and Reels, and that's been kind of fun. I'm looking to start building up that kind of stuff more creatively and just put out stuff for fun. I really like doing creative stuff. I don't really care if I make money at it or not someday. It's just kind of fun to do, and sometimes it's neat to see how many views and stuff you get. That's kind of cool too. I'm also working on trying to rebuild my email marketing list or my newsletter, and so I'm going to work to try to get that out more often with updates about the show and social media and just creative stuff and see what's going on. That is the stuff that I have been up to lately. All right, first up today, we've got movies. Let's talk movies. So first, we're going to talk about Godzilla X Kong - The New Empire. Kind of a long, weird name, but this is a great action thriller movie. It is believable. It's built set in this MonsterVerse universe that they've been building. This is the fifth movie inside of the MonsterVerse, and King Kong is just awesome, and you can't help but root for him when he goes exploring Hollow Earth on his journey throughout the movie. They're continuing to build a story and character arc for this giant ape, which is kind of cool. They introduce new antagonists and new titans as well. And Godzilla is just crazy cool, as always, still doing whatever he wants. He is protecting Earth from other titans. He also takes naps in the Colosseum in Rome. And then sometimes he goes away for years and then returns whenever he wants to or senses a threat. In this movie, he goes and ups his powers. He goes and destroys a nuclear power plant in France or somewhere and then just sucks up all the nuclear radiation. Kind of turns in pink. It's a different color than his normal blue, so you can tell he's gone super shredder mode for his big upcoming fight. He goes and defeats some new titan, and the people of Earth just kind of have to adapt to him. He saves Earth about 3 times in this movie and all the other movies as well, even though there's slightly a little bit of collateral damage as he destroys all the big cities whenever he defeats the titans and stuff. Sometimes the military gets mad and tries to shoot him, and then sometimes they support him. You never know where they're going to be at. Some of the characters in this movie, the scientist lady, I forgot her name, she's a pretty believable character, as well as her daughter from the previous movie, and their journey is kind of tied into the story arc of the movie really well. I'll have to go back and rewatch Kong Skull Island because I don't remember much about them meeting or her character from that one, but there was some comedic sideshow duo of the conspiracy podcast guy and then the Australian hippie pilot slash veterinarian. Those were well done, and they had some pretty good comedic timing. The CGI in this movie was really crazy good and amazing. It didn't look fake at all. I'm really impressed with how they did it, and it doesn't take away from the movie or make you feel disconnected from it when you see the CGI characters, so CGI's come a long way. My only slightly negative thing about the movie would be that the hippie pilot veterinarian guy twice was able to save the day with some massive giant tech and medicine, and he knew exactly where it was and how to go get it and deploy it in like 30 minutes, which was in no way realistic, even for a techie futuristic modern day story. Not too big of a deal, and I'll let it slide. This movie had a budget of $135 million. It was the cheapest one so far of the 5 movies in the MonsterVerse. It was directed by Adam Wingard. It's the same director as the last one. For all of these reasons I talked about above, I would rate it and give it 4 buckets of popcorn. I'd recommend it to anyone looking for an entertaining movie. And it also is done really well during the intro. You don't need to have watched all the other movies, as it kind of has a summary built into the beginning of the movie. So you can learn as you go. You don't need to see the other ones. But if you have seen the other ones, you'll also appreciate that it rehashes the story for you and also continues to build in that world as well. So that's it for Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. 4 buckets of popcorn. Next up is The Accountant. Now, this is a rewatch. I watched it a couple times. This is a 2016 movie starring Ben Affleck, Anna Kendrick, and J.K. Simmons, and Jon Bernthal, who I've liked ever since I watched him in The Punisher. Ben Affleck stars as The Accountant. He is an autistic accountant who is really amazing with numbers, but he also struggles with social skills and interactions. He moves around the country living under aliases, and does independent auditing and bookkeeping for the cartels and the mafia families. And then as well as he launders all his income he makes from that through tax services he provides to small businesses. J.K. Simmons plays a treasury detective who's been trying to find him and track him for years. This movie does a good job of world building and storytelling. Problems are introduced and then explored. The characters are all intertwined and woven throughout the story. The pacing is excellent, and the flashbacks are appropriately timed to help add details, such as his father working in secret psyops units in the army, and his upbringing and training to where he learned martial arts and how to shoot, as well as his struggle to adapt to the modern world with having autism. There's no random side quest, and it builds to a satisfying conclusion between Ben Affleck and Jon Bernthal. I really liked that it had a pro-autism message within it as well. It explains that even though people with autism may see and experience the world differently than regular people, it doesn't mean that they're broken or wrong. It showed that people who have autism are amazing and can use their skills in ways that regular people could only dream of, and then they can still lead successful, fulfilling lives. My only complaint about the movie is that they haven't made a sequel yet, but I also can't conceive of a good story for one if I had to sit down and try to spitball it out, so I'm okay with that for now. Ben Affleck has stated that this character is in his top 5 favorite characters that he has ever acted as. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend checking it out. It is a really good action movie. I always like to sit down and watch it anytime it's on. And for that, I would rate it as good, 4 buckets of popcorn. All right, next up, let's talk some movie news real quick. So the first thing I wanted to mention was I saw a trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This one looks pretty cool. It is another movie in the newly kind of rebooted series of Planet of the Apes and set in the future. Basically, the apes have taken over the world at this point, and now they went from, in previous movies, talking a little bit here and there with a few words and like caveman-style English to now they like have full-on conversational English with just some once in a blue moon bad grammar or caveman type stuff to imply that, yes, they're still apes or whatever, but somehow they've mastered English really well. So this trailer just came out. Actually, I think the movie just came out yesterday in theaters, so I think it's already out by now that I'm talking about it. It looks pretty cool and interesting, so I'll probably try to catch it sometime soon. Next up in news is Beyond the Spider-Verse has been delayed indefinitely. This is disappointing and sad because we're all waiting on the next sequel in the Spider-Verse series for Spider-Man animated movies. These movies are great. The animation is completely insane and top-notch, and they're just good stories and a lot of fun to watch. It was supposed to come out March 29th, then it got moved back to July, and now they aren't sure, and no specific date has been specified. So now it's kind of stuck in limbo, and we are just waiting for it. Next up in movie news, I just saw on comicbook.com, which is a very cool website for all kinds of TV and movie news, Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie announced by Paramount. You remember the cartoons growing up in the 80s and 90s, Transformers and G.I. Joe were always kind of synonymous and sometimes crossed over and worked together. Now they are going to be making a movie where sounds pretty cool and exciting, and looking forward to that. And lastly in the news, I just saw it said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin R-rated live-action movie is in development. If you are a Ninja Turtles fan from the comics, you know that there is a series, I think it's called The Last Ronin, but it is basically where there's only one of the four brothers left and he's doing whatever he's doing, vengeance, all that kind of stuff. It's a much darker story. Live-action Ninja Turtles have been missing for a long time that aren't CGI, so I'm looking forward to this. I'm a big Ninja Turtles fan. I think this movie will be really cool and I can't wait to see it. That is all for movies today. All right, next up, let's talk TV shows. What I've been watching lately, I'm watching a show called Transplant. This is a medical drama based in Toronto, and like any other medical drama, it has a regular cast of doctors, and you get to see the drama of their day-to-day lives in the hospital as they work to treat patients, as well as work through personal and hospital politics and drama. The main character is a former doctor from Syria who comes to Canada as a refugee, all of the name Transplant, and his skills and training are slightly different than what's kind of conventional and normal, but he's also a very skilled trauma doctor. He struggles from PTSD from being captured due to the ongoing wars in his country, so it's just kind of a very interesting character to watch develop. I enjoy a good medical drama, although I don't really watch a ton of them. I've watched Code Black, it was on a few years ago, and I've watched probably 4 or 5 seasons of Chicago Med. I never finished it, but I do like interesting stories, and emergency medicine has always been kind of fascinating to me. I like how much knowledge that doctors have to have consumed and then have to be able to reference it and make split-second decisions that can save people's lives. So I find that kind of environment or that kind of dynamic just very interesting and fun to watch. This show has just finished its 4th and final season of filming in January, and you can watch the first 3 seasons are available to watch on Peacock. I'm not sure when the 4th season will be available or when it'll come out, but it's a pretty good show. I just finished season 2, and I'm looking forward to watching season 3. There's about 13 episodes each season, so if you like medical dramas, I would highly recommend it. Go check out Transplant on Peacock. That's it for TV shows today. All right, next up is the news. I've got 3 things to talk about today in the news, so let's go ahead and get started. First up, cancer-causing chemical found in Band-Aids. Saw this on Twitter, and I'll have all these articles and tweets linked in the show notes for you to check out on your own. And as always, take all of this with a grain of salt for anything in the news. Doesn't necessarily I believe it or endorsed it and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But this is just stuff that I've found online and is mildly interesting to me, so I will pass it along to you all. 65% of Band-Aids, including top brands like Band-Aid and Curad, reportedly contain PFAS, P-F-A-S, I don't know what that is, a toxic forever chemical linked to cancer. Over 180 parts per million of organic fluorine is detected in some, raising serious health concerns as PFAS can enter the bloodstream through wounds. Experts demand immediate removal of PFAS from all wound care products to protect public health. This is a tweet I saw from Mario Nafal, who actually does a lot of news stuff, and it was from an article in the Daily Mail. Wouldn't you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if there is cancer-causing stuff in Band-Aids that we use all the time. That would be about the most, America thing ever that I've ever heard. Go check your Band-Aids for cancer-causing stuff, or use something else to stop bleeding. I don't know. Good luck with that. All right, next up is the solar eclipse. I actually meant to cover this before the solar eclipse happened, what was it, Monday or Tuesday, but I didn't quite get this podcast episode out in time. Anyways, the stories that I wanted to cover were all the conspiracy theory nuts on Twitter and Reddit and wherever else on the web were going nuts saying it's going to be the end of the world. There was a ton of different states that declared states of emergency: Kentucky, West Virginia, Arkansas, Ohio, a bunch of counties in different places declared states of emergency. Mostly, I guess it was due to all the people going to watch the solar eclipse, you know, and the totality and the path of it. All the Airbnbs were filled up and whatever. All these states of emergencies were declared to help respond to traffic. I thought it's just kind of weird. Is that the best way to get resources and correspond and work together between emergency services and first responders and all that kind of stuff? I don't know if that's the way you is the best way to handle it. Say declare a state of emergency. Maybe there's funding tied to that in like state and federal funds. I don't know. Kind of interesting. Also read tons of stuff that NASA was launching rockets on eclipse day. The hydrogen collider was being spun up to do stuff. You know, there was supposed to be earthquakes on eclipse day. All kinds of stuff. End of the world was supposed to be happening. And as far as I can tell, that was on Monday or Tuesday. It's now Saturday. The end of the world did not happen. So disappointing for the conspiracy theorists. I'm sure there was a lot of traffic in some places, and so maybe that was an emergency for somebody trying to get to McDonald's or something. That is what I wanted to talk about with the eclipse. And finally, the third story today in the news. This is about a defense contractor wins DARPA contract for trains on the moon. So this is quite entertaining. The Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or also known as DARPA, tapped Northrop Grumman to develop a concept for a lunar railroad. The defense prime contractor was announced this week. The contract was awarded under the Loon A-10 initiative, which is exploring all sorts of out-there concepts to encourage the growth of a sustainable lunar economy in the next decade. It says the company will continue advancing the railroad concept it's been working on in secret since seeing the preliminary contract back in December. The theoretical railroad would transport people and cargo across the moon's surface. So there you have it. Our tax dollars are doing great things. We're spending millions of dollars for railroads on the moon already in the next decade. Maybe I'm just jealous I didn't think of it first. Maybe I could submit a contract for space toilets or space trash trucks on the moon and then get some of that good government grant money to try and develop that stuff. Railroads are coming to the moon sometime on a day in the future, very soon for you. I'm glad we're thinking about that. That's it for today in the news. All right, let's talk computer nerdery. I haven't done this segment in quite a while. And which is surprising because that's what I do for my day job is computer stuff. And probably what I'm the most knowledgeable about. So today I want to talk about AI. Some of my experiences lately with large language models, you know, ChatGPT, that kind of stuff. And then we'll go over something cool about Claude and then Devin. So these are some other AI things you might not have heard about. First up, I'm going to talk about ChatGPT. Recently, I asked ChatGPT Copilot, which is Microsoft's, and Gemini, which is Google's, to examine concert dates for two different artists. I think it was Meghan Trainor and Avril Lavigne. Amy was asking me, hey, when are they coming on tour? Do their dates interact? Are they in any cities close by? And so I just threw it all in ChatGPT rather than me trying to go figure it out and said, hey, look at this website and look at this website. Tell me if there's any overlapping cities or dates. And these are kind of the answers I got. I tweeted about it. You can go read about it. ChatGPT can't access external sites, so it said no. Copilot Gemini gave a correct answer, and then Copilot gave the best answer and said, hey, here's the closest one, and gave me the info that we were asking for. Although it also did say Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio was closer to KC than St. Louis. So I think it had some of its distances kind of messed up, but I found that humorous. If you ever played around with those, go try them out. Copilot and Gemini and ChatGPT, they're fun to play with. That's been some of my experiences lately. Also, I posted on Twitter a really cool video about AI's predictable path. This is by Daniel Messler. I'm not sure exactly how you say his name. This video he posted, and he wrote a big long article about it, is basically his predictions on the path of and the future of AI. He's a pretty smart guy. I read his newsletter fairly often, and he posts a lot of future tech type stuff. And basically, he just talks about how AI is going to kind of turn into digital personal assistants. And a lot of things are going to be all API driven, how we interact with people and services and companies. And it was actually really interesting, kind of futuristic look at it, and it's pretty plausible and believable. And he looks at it from more the human perspective than the technology perspective, and just how human behavior can predict that kind of stuff, how technology develops. And it's just really interesting video. Reminds me a lot of the Cyberpunk video game, very similar to that kind of stuff. Go check that out. It's a really interesting video. It's retweeted on my Twitter page. Next up is a series of posts about Claude 3 Opus. It's another large language model, and this engineer went and put it against benchmarks on GitHub issues, solving GitHub issues. And basically, this whole kind of story was it took the AI 4 minutes with 37,000 input tokens to mostly solve this problem on GitHub. And this is going to be the kind of thing that replaces software engineers. Basically, they throw these problems at AI and see how well it can solve it, and then compare that to how long it takes humans to do. And basically, it generated code and did patching and figured out all this kind of stuff in about 4 to 5 minutes, and it did it in less lines of code than previous versions. And the story said it takes a normal human developer about 2 to 8 hours to work through this problem and solve it to a reasonable level, and it took Claude Opus only about 4 minutes to do it. The more that these things get integrated into businesses' day-to-day type workflows, you're going to see AI start to replace people and jobs. If you want to keep those kind of jobs, you're going to be the one who has to learn how to program and manipulate the AI. So probably jobs for really smart people. Kind of interesting stuff. Another story on AI that I retweeted was about a AI called Devin. It was an AI software engineer and some of the things that it can do. And basically, some of the things they were posting about is this very similar to the last one I just talked about. It was able to do coding, benchmarks, pass interviews. It was able to complete freelance jobs that were posted on Upwork. It was able to build and deploy apps end to end. It was able to learn new things. It was able to solve bugs in code on its own. And it was able to take projects from GitHub and download them and solve the issues that presented from them. Lots of stuff coming along in the field of AI around software development and engineering, and just how fast it's going to be able to go. Really kind of neat to see and think through. I think it's going to be interesting, like that video I talked about a little bit ago, to see kind of how different the world's going to be in 10 years from now. Kind of like, you know, when we didn't have Wi-Fi and iPhones in 2002 to 2005, and now you can't imagine life without Wi-Fi or iPhones. You know, we use phones for everything. So in the next 10, 15 years, it's going to be all different again. And a lot of that's probably going to be with AI. So go check out those stories and videos and take a look at them and tell me what you think about them. That's it for computer nerdery today. All right, next up is sports, more specifically pro wrestling. So if you're a wrestling fan of any kind, you'll know that last weekend, WrestleMania weekend, was just a huge weekend for wrestling. Besides WrestleMania, there was all kinds of shows anywhere from April 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th or so. There was GCW shows, CMLL shows, NXT shows, New Japan shows, Noah shows, Dragon Gate shows, AEW shows, all kinds of wrestling over the weekend. I'm a huge AEW fan, but also do like to watch WrestleMania because that is just a huge production every year for WWE. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling, and it was a good one. It was WrestleMania 40, so that's what we're going to talk about. And WrestleMania 40 was a two-night show on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th. The Saturday show had about 6, 7, 8 matches. The only ones I really wanted to talk about was I thought the ladder match for the tag teams was pretty good. I thought it was neat that they decided to split up the tag titles. They'd been unified for a long time between the two brands. So they split them up, and hopefully they can work on building their tag divisions back up for both Raw and SmackDown. The main event was The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. They've been building this story since January, February timeline. It's been quite the buzz. The Rock being back, being a heel bad guy, it's just been very entertaining, very fun. The tied in really well with the Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes story they've been building for the last 2.5 years, and they tied in Seth Rollins very well. It was a tag match. It was The Rock's first match in probably 7, 8, 11 years. I don't remember exactly. And for being 52 years old, The Rock did quite the crazy training for it. He did 3-a-day workouts. I was reading about it for the last 3 months. He got back in great shape. He looked great for wrestling at 52, and he had the cardio endurance to put on just a really good match. It was predictable that The Rock and Roman Reigns would win on the first night, so then there's going to be bloodline rules for the Sunday night main event for Cody, which basically just means anybody can interfere. There's no DQs and all that kind of stuff. That was a very entertaining first night of WrestleMania. The second night had quite a few different matches. The Logan Paul match was pretty decent. Drew McIntyre beating Seth Rollins, that was predictable, but then also a cool moment for Drew as he finally got to win his title in front of fans. But then also a bummer that Damian Priest cashed in on him and he lost his title about 3 minutes later. So they're doing a good job to build up that story between him and CM Punk for when Punk gets back from his broken tricep, and then probably another 5 minutes before he injures something else because he's old. He's entertaining, but he's old and broken. And then the main event was Cody versus Roman Reigns. This was a long, I don't know, probably 30, 40-minute match that slowly built. Just very well story-driven, awesome, fun match. And then, of course, the predictable interference, you know, outcomes. Jimmy Uso interferes and stops Cody. And then Jay came out to fight him. So all these bad guys interfered. And then all these good guys came out to stop him, which was kind of predictable. But it was also very exciting because the music would pop. And then out would come a bad guy. And then out would come a good guy. And the bad guy would stop Cody from almost winning. And then the good guy would come out and beat up the bad guy and chase him off. And so Jay came out and ran off Jimmy. And then Solo came out. And then who came out after him? I don't remember. Oh, John Cena came out and took out Solo. And then who was the next bad guy that came out? Oh, The Rock. Duh. The Rock came out. You know, the final boss. He came out to interfere. And then all of a sudden it went dark. And dong, the big Undertaker's gong went off. And that was just a huge, crazy surprise twist because everyone loves The Undertaker. And he's been retired for a few years. And he popped up and took out The Rock. And so all the bad guys are out of the way. Also, Seth Rollins came out and saved Roman. There was some great storytelling from that perspective. He didn't save Roman. He got Roman to attack him instead of Cody. Took a chair shot instead of Cody. So they built all this great storytelling up. Cody's finally able to come up and overcome and pull his Crossroads finisher off 3 times on Roman Reigns, who's been champion forever, like 1,300 days, 3 years or something crazy. And then 1, 2, 3, Cody wins. The crowd goes wild. It's a super awesome celebration. Celebration goes on for 15 minutes. Everybody's crying. The ring announcer Samantha is crying and emotional. Everyone is super happy and enjoying it. The good guy won. It's been a great story. It's huge fireworks, great storytelling. WrestleMania 40, biggest WrestleMania of all time. Go check out stuff all over social media, whether it be articles or fans' own reaction videos on, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, streaming, all that kind of stuff. Everyone's been giving it rave reviews, and it's just been such a fun, exciting story to have Cody Rhodes, who my son Benjamin loves. He's 7 years old. He always cheers for Cody Rhodes. We watched it the next day. Ben was awake because it was way too late for him to stay up and watch it. And then he was super excited and cheering when Cody won, and just a really fun, exciting story time for wrestling fans. And if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Wrestling is one of the funnest, crazy stories ever, and just something super. I love watching pro wrestling, and if you're not into it, go check it out and just give it some time and try it. It's a lot of fun. WrestleMania 40 was awesome. Cody Rhodes won, and just that's what I wanted to talk about. So that's all I got to talk about today for pro wrestling. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I want to say thank you for listening and hanging out with me today. If you enjoyed the podcast, let me know about it. Send me some feedback. I appreciate that. Derek@DerekCreason.com is the email address where you can send me your feedback. Hit me up on social media @DerekCreason on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Go check out my website, DerekCreason.com, for the latest updates and my latest blog post. You can sign up for my newsletter there so you can stay up to date with what's going on. Go to Amazon and check out my book, 20-something. You can get it on Kindle or paperback. I got links all over my social media. Or just go to Amazon and type in my name or 20-something in the search bar and it'll show up. The Derek Creason Show. You love the show? Now get exclusive access. Become an insider in my locals community. It's like having a front row seat. You'll get behind-the-scenes secrets, unfiltered takes on news and pop culture, sneak peeks at upcoming projects, and members-only bonus episodes. Plus, you can connect with me directly and see how the creative process of the show comes together. So come support the show, and let's build an awesome community. Visit thederekcreasonshow.locals.com and become an insider today. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast wherever you found it. We're on all the major podcasting platforms. Like and share to your heart's content. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Later. This is a test recording. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing the gain levels. Seeing how it sounds. Do we have good levels set today for the gain? All right. What's the word? Or maybe Ben Affleck has stated that this character is in one of that is TV. So just a quick segment here for TV. Oh, crud. What's his name?